Welcome to the Gifts for Glory podcast, where we celebrate and promote men and women using their gifts for God's glory. Know someone who is making an impact for God's kingdom using their gifts, talents, and passions? We'd love to meet them. Send us an email at podcast@giftsforglory.com. That's podcast@giftsforglory.com. And now here is our host, Dave Ebert.
Hey, good evening, friends and neighbors, and welcome to this, the final planned edition of Gifts of Glory podcast. For those that have listened, we have really strong listenership on the podcast in Indonesia and India. And so we want to thank you for all those that have listened throughout the years for the last almost 5 years since we started the show. We started as an audio only podcast, and then in 2020 went to video. And of course, how could I end this episode, end this the show without the shadows of a cat interfering or getting on? Trooper, our feline friend, has made numerous appearances throughout the year, so of course he's going to be here tonight to be a part of our show. So we are wrapping up Gifts of Glory podcast. As you may have known, or may have noticed, we went from weekly to twice a month, and then have really been absent for almost a month now since our last show. And it's just that time is kind of running out as far as like being able to commit to doing a well-prepared show and to give you guys the best show that I can. And I will admit that there was a loss of motivation when the Creative Motion Network was taken down off of Roku. I don't know if any of you follow that story or know anything about that, but the Creative Motion Network was an inspiration to start doing the video podcast and doing it live every week. And it was a lot of fun to share the stories, to share the testimonies, and to hear the testimonies of so many amazing people over the course of the last 5 years. So those of you that are going to watch, whether you're watching live or you're going to watch the replay, or you're just listening to the audio on your favorite podcast platform, I just want to thank you for hanging out with us all this time. Now there is a caveat. You know, maybe this is kind of like Michael Jordan's first retirement from the Bulls, 99.999% retired and taking the podcast away. But then there is that 0.1% that I might come back. I might do something different. But so again, Trooper does not want to be left out. You see the ear in the bottom part of your screen as he needs the attention right now. He can't wait till after the show. So, of course, what the Gifts of Glory podcast series finale would be complete without Trooper. So we're just thankful to have you along with us. Just going to talk about my future plans and the different things that we have going on that have started taking up our time so that I'm not really able to dedicate to the podcast right this moment. There are a lot of great guests that I've really wanted to bring on and just haven't had a chance to connect with them. So there's a lot of unfinished business, with the podcast, which is kind of what we do in improv. What I used to do when I was a pro wrestler, you want to leave them wanting more. So I'm hoping that those that have watched or listened that, I'm leaving you wanting a little bit more so that maybe, if time comes when things slow down, we can redo this and revisit this and maybe do something a little bit different. But for now, this is going to be our last episode. Don't have any guests scheduled. But I will say this. If you're somebody that's watching that maybe you're a former guest or somebody that always wanted to join me and have a conversation, private message me through Facebook and I will send you the link and you can jump right in. So feel free to take advantage of that as well. Because if you want to jump in, I'd love to talk to you and have a chat, and we'll see how long this this episode goes. So let me put that note up here as a pop up, so anybody that wants to tune in can join us. So just hang on with me one second. Again, like I said, time to prep and prepare and plan and pray and get this show the way it needs to has been a struggle. And that's why fewer and fewer episodes have come out the last few months. And that's why we're going to go ahead and pull the plug after tonight's episode. So let me get that note up for anybody that joined us late. All right, so let me put that up on the screen now. If you're somebody that's tuning in, whether you're a past guest or somebody that I probably should have found a way to get you on, please email or message me, and I'll get you the show link, and you can jump in. And we'll talk for a few minutes, and we'll go from there. So I do want to thank all of the guests that have been a part of the Gifts of Glory podcast. Had so many amazing guests. It's really hard to nail down like a favorite. Easy answer, of course, was early on, like the fourth episode I did. I actually brought my wife on back when it was an audio only podcast, back when we were testing and trying to figure things out. That was way back when I had Bobby on. That was a time when we pre-recorded. And we were in the bedroom. I had a mic and she had a mic, and my mic had a short in the cord. And unfortunately, most of what I had to say was not heard or was not clear. So back in June 5th, 2019 is when I published the episode with me and my wife, Bobby. That was the fifth episode that we did. It took me a while to actually convince Bobby to join me and come on the podcast and share her story. You can look at, anchor.fm/giftsforglory, and you can look at all of our episodes. The first episode being published April 17th, 2019. So just over 4 years. So it's felt like I started in 2018, but I think that's when I started planning it. But my first episode was back in April 2019 when I had Ryan McChesney, who is my co-founder of Wellverse Comedy. Well, at that point, it was Ha Ha Men. We founded that in early 2013 is when we started the comedy. And then, life changed and seasons changed, and Ryan left the team. But I've always respected and appreciated what he did to help get Wellverse Comedy in its current form off the ground as Ha Ha Men way back in the day. Another great episode. Really had a lot of fun talking to Dr. Felicity Joy Solomon. And that conversation was actually the second take. And that was back in early spring 2019 when I interviewed Dr. Felicity Joy, who is a good friend of the show. And in fact, she's been a Patreon supporter for many years, helping support this little thing this little show. But we had a great conversation back in April of 2019. The title of the episode is The Necessary Awkwardness of Social Interactions, where we just really talked and dove into this the fact that it's so hard to have real conversations anymore. We can't ask questions for fear of offending or getting canceled. And we really dove into that, and how prophetic was that? Because it's just, the cancel culture has been on steroids the last few years. So really had a great conversation with that. And that was my second episode. Third episode was split into two parts with Coach Mark King, who is the founder and owner of the Florida Flight down in Orlando. He's a coach, and he's done a lot of great things for the kingdom around the sport of basketball. And then we had Austin and Leb, who were coming up to Illinois for Pure Fest back in 2019. They joined me in May. And then we had Brad Newton, founder of Kidprov and Himprov. And a very funny story about that guest. I first met him through Facebook in 2013 when Ryan and I, Ryan McChesney, who I mentioned just a moment ago, the two of us were founding the improv group, and we thought, hey, what about a wordplay? What if we talk about him, as in God, him, prov? So we came up with the name Himprov, which is a brilliant name because it had already been taken for about a decade by Brad Newton and his team down in Dallas. And that's how we met. We're like, hey, can we be Himprov Chicago? And they said, nah, why don't you guys pick your own identity? And that we did. But Brad is a dear friend now, and it's wonderful how God just brings things full circle. And the people who are in the body of Christ that maybe meet under odd circumstances or crazy circumstances end up becoming dear friends. So for those of you that have missed our many shows, I've really had a lot of great great guests throughout the years. You can also hear some of the messages I gave when I would give the message at Crosspoint Church, our former church. I shared those as well on my podcast. Right when Overcomer came out in the fall of 2019, had Cameron Arnett as a guest. Let's see, other. I had Jay Peters, who has been doing a lot of great work for the kingdom, just promoting the name of Jesus. He actually made a film called Opening the Door, Homosexuality and the Church. Great documentary, something to really get the conversation started about homosexuality within the church. So that was a great episode. So I'm just, as I'm talking to you, I'm just scrolling through all the different names of the people that we've had. It's just been, a blessing to talk to all these amazing guests, throughout the year. So, if you're ever bored and you want to go back and see how bad I started off and how bad I sounded, please go back. You can look me up on anchor.fm/giftsforglory. Check out the history of the podcast. So it's been a great ride, and I want to talk tonight a little bit about what's going on in the future, but I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to actually transition to our final Devotions with Dave segment. Devotions with Dave. Every show we always had brought a verse, and I shared my thoughts on it. And this is a verse I've used before. So, don't judge me for doing a repeat. This is a verse that's very inspirational to the podcast and so important in our day-to-day lives just to realize the weight and the gravity of this verse. It's Revelation 12:11, coming out of the New Living Translation. And they have defeated him, which is our enemy, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. Christ did all the work. He did all the work by shedding his blood on the cross at Calvary. That is what gave us the victory. But we can overcome through that and also by our testimony. So it says, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. So vulnerability, being willing to sacrifice, sharing the testimony of what God has done in and through you. So the first, the completed work is the blood of the Lamb, but then we have to tell what God did. And I compare it to a dating or a marriage relationship. When you start dating somebody, if you don't share about what that person is doing in your life, you don't tell people, hey, this person has changed my life. This person excites me. This person is, as we get cliche, this person completes me. If we don't tell, then is it really true that we love this person? Are we denying the fact that we love them if we don't tell a soul? And that's kind of the similar thing with this verse. It's telling us, yeah, the blood of the Lamb saved you. But if you truly receive it, if it's truly saved you, if it's truly changed your eternity, then you got to tell somebody. It's the blood of the Lamb and your testimony. The blood of the Lamb saves you, yes. But the fact that all the mistakes, all the sins, everything that you've done wrong, everything that you've done selfishly, everything that you've done to hurt others, everything that you've done to disobey or reject or rebel against God, all of that is wiped away by the blood of the Lamb. If you don't tell somebody, have you really received it? If it doesn't change you to the point where you want people to know, have you really received it? It's a quote I've shared that it's just something that came to mind many years ago was, if you're a Christian and nobody knows it, are you really? Now, I understand that missionaries in China or the underground church in Saudi Arabia or Iran, yeah, those people that you're working with, maybe they don't know you're a Christian, but somebody does. Somebody's supporting you. Somebody's praying for you. So somebody back home knows you're a Christian. So that's a completely different circumstance. I'm talking about if you say, yeah, I'm a Christian, but nobody knows, you've not told a soul. It's kind of like that that question from Tom Cruise to Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. Willie Santiago was so excited about going home, he didn't make one phone call. He didn't tell a soul that he was going home, which is suspicious. So if you claim Christ in your mind and you think I'm saved, but you haven't told anybody, you haven't expressed excitement, you don't go to church, you don't fellowship with other believers, you got to question, is your salvation truly as real as you want it to be? Or did you just get the membership card as like an insurance policy? The insurance policy is not going to work for you. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Revelation 12:11, and they've defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony, and they did not love their lives that they were afraid to die. Now, in our day and age, that can be applied just to die in the court of public opinion, because it's not always safe among your friends and family to share your testimony, to share who Jesus is. So sometimes that being not afraid to die includes afraid to sacrifice your status, where you sit in society, where you sit among your friends and family. Sometimes dying to self means just simply putting pride on the shelf, saying, yeah, Jesus saved me. Jesus did this for me. Jesus helped me overcome this addiction or this sin. So we win by Christ's blood and by sharing what he's done. So don't be quiet about it, especially in these days. You know, we're in July right now as I speak. Last month was all about sharing the antithesis of being saved and bought by the blood of Christ. The rest of us need to start being just as vocal and sharing our testimony and sharing about the power of the blood of the Lamb. So that is our Devotion with Dave segment for tonight, our last episode of Gifts of Glory. So thank you. Thankful for those of you that are going to watch or those that are going to listen and be a part of this final episode. Whether you're watching live or whether you're watching the replay, please feel free to leave a comment and share any moments that you've enjoyed from the show. Anything that maybe you like, it's good that you're ending it, Dave. This could have been a lot better. I'll take the feedback just for any event that I feel like it's time to bring back a podcast again in the future. Just so thankful to Felicity Joy for being a Patreon supporter for so many years. Want to encourage you to look her up on Facebook, find her different efforts. She's running a home church. She's also got Black Conservative Female. She's also a life coach. So find Dr. Felicity Joy on Facebook and social media. And thank you for helping support Gifts of Glory for all these years. So one of the things that I wanted to do tonight is highlight how big of a year the last 12 months have been for the name of Jesus at the box office. I mean, we're talking like some heavy hitting opportunities that the name of Christ has had in the theaters. You know, we're talking about The Chosen had two theatrical releases to kick off and wrap their season. They also had, prior to that, they had the Christmas special in theaters. So The Chosen has made an impact in the theaters and kind of helped pave the way for some of these other films. Now, I want to just play a few trailers for you in case you haven't seen these or in case you just need to be reminded on. The first one I'm going to play is the one that's currently in theaters. It's had a really strong run. It's one that my wife and I went to see the second day it was out. Phenomenal film. And it helps raise awareness on modern day slavery. We fought a civil war to end slavery of the black slaves in the South. It's now time to fight another fight. I pray it's not going to be a civil war, but I pray it's done at the ballot box. I pray that it's done in our legislatures. I pray that our law enforcement are given the tools needed to end this modern day slavery. Men, women, and children are bought and sold daily in America. America is the highest, the largest customer and consumer of the sex trades. One of the things, and the thing I'll talk about later is what Bobby and I are going to be doing in the coming years is working with more survivors of sex trafficking. For the last 4.5 years, I've volunteered at Salt and Light Coalition, and I've worked with women who've survived sex trafficking using improv as a way to minister to them. And these are women, some of them were sold as children. Mom and dad wanted to sell their baby girl for a quick fix of heroin or cocaine or whatever it may have been. So sex trafficking is real. Anybody that says differently is either completely ignorant or maliciously trying to cover it up. There's no other option. It's either malicious intent or woeful ignorance if you believe that this movie is highlighting something that's not happening. I know that there are some articles out there calling this movie a QAnon conspiracy theory. To me, that sounds like somebody that wants anything but the light shed on this industry. So I'll play for you now the trailer to the amazing film, the story of Tim Ballard and Operation Underground Railroad. This is called Sound of Freedom in theaters now.
How'd that make you feel? Giving a child his freedom.
Felt good.
You have been at this for 12 years.
My country, tis of thee.
Why are you doing it?
Because God's children are not for sale. It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
And yet somehow, you have failed to bring me one real-world lead.
It's over, Tim. Close up and come back home.
So you quit your job and you go and rescue those kids.
South of that river is all rebel territory. No one goes in.
And if this was your daughter,
so she's gone.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom.
Sound of Freedom is one of those films that can legitimately change this world. So we want to ignite a fire in audiences and open their eyes to the dark reality of millions of children that need our help. Let's make this film a historic event and the start, the end of child trafficking. Theaters across this country are already selling out. Pre-order your tickets today, and you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
So that is Sound of Freedom, a phenomenal film. It's still in theaters. I encourage you to go out. If you can't afford it, they have a pay it forward program where if you can't afford the film, they want you to still see it. Many, many people have bought tickets to pay it forward to allow people to go out and see it, even if they can't afford it. So check that out. The link is right here popping up as I speak. OurRescue.org/sound-of-freedom, or just Google search Sound of Freeman, Freedom, excuse me, and go see the film, support it, and be challenged by it. Be challenged, be angered, and weep for these kids who are tortured and abused and neglected and treated like property. This is the modern day slavery. It's kids, there's women, there's men who are bought and sold daily. You know, the American Super Bowl, every year it's this week of celebration and regalia and celebration and football. But it's also the largest event for trafficking, buying, selling, prostitution, and the like. It's the biggest event in the world because it attracts so many rich and powerful people, so many strange faces in a city that nobody knows, nobody recognizes, so much partying that people will dismiss. They're like, oh, that's not anything to worry about. I have a friend, his name is Chris Baker, somebody that I've tried to get on Gifts of Glory, just never could match our schedules up. Chris Baker works with removing or covering up tattoos of people who are either in gangs or who are bought and sold in the sex trades. And many times people who are bought and sold in the sex trades are given a mark, a tattoo, something to indicate this person is owned by such and such. Do not touch. Do not interfere. And Chris has worked with police on several sting operations at Super Bowls to bring to justice people who are buying and selling and trying to meet with prostitutes, with kids. And so it's a real pandemic. It's a real problem in our world. And Sound of Freedom is trying to raise awareness to that and just show you that this is a problem that will not go away just by ignoring it. For those of you that don't know, one of the biggest problems of having an open border here in the United States is that it allows poor children who are promised a better life in America to be trafficked across the border to the buyers and sellers. Many times the minors come unaccompanied with only a slip of paper with a name and a phone number. And unfortunately, they're sent to that person and never seen again. It's estimated in the last 3 years, around 86,000 children have come across the border and disappeared. 86,000. And that's just what we know of. Now, that's an astronomical number. It almost seems unreal. But that's what we know about. And surely, yeah, some of those 86,000, sure, some of them found families and are hiding underneath, you know, below the radar. Absolutely. But even if just one of those 86,000 is being bought and sold as a sex slave, that's too much. And that's why I appreciate and value what Sound of Freedom is raising the alarm for. Operation Underground Railroad, check them out. Find organizations in your neighborhood. If you're in Chicagoland, check out the Salt and Light Coalition. They work with the aftercare of those who have escaped trafficking. There are organizations throughout the country. Tim Tebow has an organization working with survivors of sex trafficking. It's a huge issue. And it's not going to go away by pretending it's not existing. It's not going to go away because of cute little articles. They call it a QAnon conspiracy theory. It's real, and it's tragic, and it's one of the many reasons that our Father in Heaven will pass a harsh judgment on our country, because we've allowed the least of these. We've allowed His children to be bought, sold, raped, and used, and thrown away. We've turned a blind eye for far too long. Not enough of us are willing to speak out. And here's a painful fact. I know that even within the Christian church, that there are people who are consumers of pornography. Sure, there are some actors and actresses who do this kind of work voluntarily. But when you consume pornography, can you tell which ones want to be there and which ones have been forced to be there? You can't. That's the point. Now, if you're somebody who likes to go out and party, go to Vegas, maybe go overseas, and maybe, hey, let's cut loose. It happens in the church, too. In the church, out of the church, if you and you pay for a little rendezvous, how can you tell that the person that you are purchasing is doing so of their own free will or is doing so because they feel like they have to, feel like they're forced? You can't, and that's the point. So it's a tragic mark on this country that we are the biggest consumers of child porn and of the sex trades. So don't let this moment of this movie and its success pass us by when we don't find ways to fight this. So check it out. OURrescue.org. OURrescue.org /Sound of Freedom. Find the movie, watch it, and wake up, America. Wake up. And in the vein of waking up, I want to play for you another trailer of another movie that doesn't have the Pure Flix happy ending. It's not Hallmark plus Jesus. This movie is designed specifically to wake you up to the realities of what's causing the sex trafficking and the child sex trafficking and the prostitution, the pornography to be on the rise in this country as well as in our church. It takes one little compromise at a time, one little open window or one little cracked door, and the enemy will take whatever you give him to limit you, to possess you, and to take you hostage. Now, this is not for a theological debate of whether or not a Christian can be oppressed or possessed, but it is a warning to all that when we play these things and we say, it's just a game. Ouija board. No, it's just a game. No. Anytime you try to tap into the spiritual that isn't God, you are opening a door that could curse yourself, your family, and your children. And until you deal with it on a spiritual warfare level, you're asking for nothing but trouble. And I think that this movie really raises up that awareness. So if you haven't seen it yet, you don't know much about it, check out this trailer from Nefarious, which was in theaters this spring and is now available to rent or buy digitally. So here is the trailer from Nefarious.
Oh?
Execution scheduled for 11 p.m. But he's trying to convince us he's gone insane.
And therefore incapable of being executed.
I need you to prove he's faking it.
Edward? I'm gonna ask you some questions.
I'm not Edward. I'm a demon.
Demons aren't really a thing. What happened to Edward?
We own him.
We?
He's a master manipulator. You have your head so twisted around, you think you're the killer, not him.
Now give me something to make me believe you. Prove to me you're a demon.
It's probably just a coincidence.
I want to talk to the real Edward.
Makes me do bad. I can't stop him.
I need you to see something. You got a fan. Did the same thing with all his victims.
Help me!
I'm trying to, Edward, but you have to answer my questions. You have to tell me the truth.
It won't let me.
It can go away. It can go away.
Yes?
No. It's starting to happen. Can you feel it, James? Can you feel it? Okay. I think it's time we tell you exactly what it is that we'd like you to do.
So that was a powerful movie. It's not for the faint of heart, but I do believe every Christian should take a chance on seeing it, because it addresses something that we too often ignore within the church, and that's the fact that we are in a spiritual war. Whether you want to admit to it or not, we are in a spiritual battle, and it's very easy to lose that battle if you're not aware of what you're allowing in your life. Something as simple as a Ouija board, something as silly as dabbling in witchcraft, just those little compromises, that little step, that little crack in the wall that you allow to exist, and Satan will send his demons in there to use and manipulate you. Now, again, not a theological debate on whether or not we can be possessed, oppressed, or what have you, but the fact is that when we give a foothold to the enemy, he will take it. And it's something that we do not address nearly enough in the church. You know, kind of related, we're just linking all these things together. Because like I said a few minutes ago, Jesus has had a really great 12 to 18 months in the theater. The Chosen, in the last 18 months, I believe, has had three different theatrical releases. The Christmas special, the beginning of season 3, and then the end of season 3. Did really well there. Also, you had Nefarious had a really solid showing. Sound of Freedom is having a solid showing. Now, Sound of Freedom, not an overtly Christian movie, but doesn't have to be. It's about freeing slaves, and what could be more Christ-like than freeing those enslaved? Nefarious was a powerful film showing the realities of spiritual warfare. Now, related to that, we're just kind of linking all these together. Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke, and Pastor Vlad, and I can never get his name right, but Pastor Vlad, a lot of you may know from YouTube and Hungry Generation. They created a film called Come Out in Jesus' Name, did really well, and is now available to rent or buy. And they're also, a lot of churches are having special showings. So check out this trailer of Come Out in Jesus' Name. These are all connected. It's amazing how God orchestrated all this to kind of link together. But Come Out in Jesus' Name. Here's the trailer.
In the New Testament, is it verifiable that Christians can be attacked and oppressed by demons?
Come on.
God used controversy.
Look, I'm on the list.
He used CNN. He used the media. He used all of it to grow a massive size platform. Controversy built our platform.
Two, gender.
It was never about the controversy. It was never about the politics. I thought it was. I thought it was about Trump. I thought it was about COVID. But God built our platform for deliverance.
We are headed more into seeing prophecy fulfilled before our very eyes.
There's a kingdom of righteousness and there's a kingdom of darkness.
Something in our being craves something supernatural.
If you're addicted to something, you have company.
And he said in the last days, the church will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They will begin to listen to demonic doctrines.
He doesn't mind you going to church. He doesn't mind you praising as long as you don't change.
There's a great awakening that is coming.
The kingdom of God is not about talk.
Jesus is king.
It's about power and demonstration.
The state of the church in the United States, I believe, needs a reawakening of deliverance because of the evil that's going around.
Christians can be under the influence of satanic oppression. 100% they can. You see, redemption and salvation is for the lost. Deliverance is to set the captives free.
The Word of God says, these signs shall follow them that believe. The plan of the enemy is to keep the church quiet.
Come out, son of God. Come out right now in the name of Jesus.
Deliverance is for the people of God. Deliverance is for the church. I'm here to call this culture to Jesus Christ and cast out demons. Because these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils.
So, wow. So again, this is all related. Sound of Freedom is all about sex trafficking and the demonic at work harvesting children for the purposes of sex. Come out in Jesus' name. It's about the demonic and how it needs to be delivered and cast out and how we need to address it. Nefarious, it's about how the demonic can take that foothold and just completely overwhelm human beings. So all of this is linked together. It's like God had a plan, right? And that's what Gifts of Glory has been about. Using our gifts, our talents, our passions, our experiences, our knowledge, our just everything that God's given us and turning around, giving it back to him and saying, God, use it. This is what I want to do to serve you. I use humor. I've used podcasting. I've used speaking. I've used teaching improv. The people that we're highlighting right now with these trailers, they're using the medium of filmmaking, which has been so, pardon the word, bastardized for the purposes of the satanic and the demonic and the evil and the antithesis of God's holiness. And we're starting to gain ground. It's not about cheesy movies with bad filmography. These are high-quality films that are killing it. So all these films, I encourage you to check those out. Nefarious, you can buy or rent now. Go to whoisnefarious.com. Sound of Freedom, go to Operation Underground Railroad's website and look for the link to Sound of Freedom, or just search Sound of Freedom. It's still in theaters now. There are tickets available for free for those that are that have maybe been hit by this economy, and this economy stinks. A box of family-sized cereal is $8 right now at my local Jewel. So if you're a family and you're surviving on cereal because you got kids, this economy is horrid. But there have been people who have bought tickets so you go see Sound of Freedom, and it will make you upset. It will tick you off, and you want to get involved. The 2024 election is right around the corner. And it's not just president we're voting for. House of Representatives, your state representatives, your city mayors. Find out who will do what is necessary to stop, capture, and eliminate sex trafficking. It's modern-day slavery, and there's nothing more Christ-like that you can do than to free the captives, to fight to free the captives. So that's my platform. That's my plug right now. Another film that just killed it in theaters this year is Jesus Revolution. And linking it to the other three that I've just played, this film is about finding Jesus in unlikely places and allowing yourself to be inspired and changed by what Jesus wants to do through people that you may not like. You may not have anything in common with them. You may disagree with their techniques. But the truth is this: God once used Balaam's donkey. So if God can speak through the mouth of a donkey and change history, he can use anyone or anything. And we need not limit God and put God in a box and know that God can use anybody. And we just need to be ready to see what God's wanting to do. So if you haven't seen it yet, please check out this trailer from Jesus Revolution.
Hey, square.
I am not a square.
I think we should invite Greg this weekend.
What's this weekend?
These people are hippies, rebels against old-fashioned authority.
I think these kids need help.
What they need is a bath.
You're passing judgment on people you know nothing about.
Maybe that's why your church is so empty.
When God walks in here, brings me a hippie, I'll ask him what it's all about, because I do not understand.
This house has a very good vibe. There is an entire generation searching.
Slow down, man, slow down.
Just in all the wrong places. If you want to reach my people, you need to speak to them in a language they understand.
If I bring them in, I'm going to lose my job.
We can only walk through doors open to us. In your church, that's a door that's shut.
You probably noticed we have some guests here today. I'd like you to meet my new friends. Welcome.
They don't belong here. Half of them aren't even wearing shoes.
They're staining the new shag carpet.
They need our help. If you feel like you're misunderstood and judged, you will find forgiveness and freedom right here.
That was awesome.
Now that door is open any time of day. And if there are some who don't like that, well then that door works both ways.
All right, Pastor, let's begin.
I was almost done with this, but then you did what nobody else would even dare.
This thing that we found, I feel like I belong.
You're gonna need a bigger church.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. And it was a great story of finding Jesus in unlikely places and allowing Jesus to work through people that you would normally discount, who, by the way, might have been considered the least of these hippies, you know, these people from this weird culture with their long hair and their weird clothes. God is not limited. So why do we constantly within the body of Christ try to limit God on who and when he can work? Who he can use and when he can work. And I think Jesus Revolution teaches us that. And it links together. Like I said, God knows what he's doing. Everything is coming together. We need solutions. We need to trust that God can work in places that are new to us. But there's nothing new under the sun. God knows what he's doing. So JesusRevolution.com is the movie. Now, one thing I did want to go back a couple years. This will lead into a little bit more about what Bobby and I will be doing starting this fall. But there's a film, a documentary that came out 2 years ago. We interviewed Pastor Kerry Gordon, who was the spearhead behind this film. And they are in works of making a sequel because there's so much that they couldn't put it into one documentary film. But it's called Enemies Within the Church. And it's talking about the people that are infiltrating the church, bringing in a strange fire, going back to Old Testament references, bringing a strange fire to the altar, and are really hindering the effectiveness and the growth of the kingdom of God. And there's so many of us that, kind of like when the sex trafficking thing, we're too quiet. But we need to face the fact that there are enemies within our church. And I just want to plug this this film one more time. You can go to enemieswithinthechurch.com to find out more. But here's the trailer from the film. We had Kerry Gordon on a couple years ago. Judd Saul, who we had on a couple months ago, who's working in Nigeria as a missionary. He was a part of this film as well. So check out Enemies Within the Church. And then once this is over, I want to tell everybody a little bit about what Bobby and I are doing. And that's why we're postponing or canceling the podcast altogether. But here's Enemies Within the Church.
What happened to the church? To the living, powerful, transformative, nation-shaking Christianity?
What they're trying to do is completely demolish Western civilization and then to rebuild it in a just society.
How do you break down American Christianity?
I think the problem today in our culture is many of our words have been co-opted and stolen and dumbed down and reversed.
Social justice is sold as something that it isn't. Critical race theory is sold as something that it isn't.
Whiteness has caused blindness of heart. Whiteness has caused blindness of heart.
When you preach victimization, it always leads to vengeance and vice. Us against them, me against you. I want my pound of flesh.
American churches today are where the universities were 10 years ago. Pretty heavily Marxist. They're not quite there yet, but they're well on the way. Many of the seminaries and Bible colleges are definitely already there.
That message that they're going out and taking the world is not, you need to repent of your sin, receive Christ. Instead, the message that you actually have is they are under the weight of racism or sexism or homophobia, and then we need to unify them together.
I'm gay. I'm 29. I'm a youth pastor in New Jersey.
I'm straight, and I'm also a youth pastor in New Jersey.
We're planning on sharing life together for the rest of our lives, which we're not totally sure what that looks like. Obviously, Nick is straight, and he does plan on getting married. When he has a wife one day, she'll make those decisions with us.
The future damage of what we're doing now is just going to be enormous.
The entire fabric of family, personal wealth, private property, all those things are out the door. And everything is the state. They believe the state is God.
They don't define justice the same way as the scripture.
Oh, no. It's going to be an equality, all right. And it's going to be a totalitarian Marxist justice.
So enemieswithinthechurch.com, the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But certain churches, individual congregations, individual bodies within the grand body, they will fall because they're allowing Satan a foothold. They're allowing the gospel to be corrupted. They're allowing the message of the cross to be, again, the term, it's a strong term, I know. But they're allowing it to be bastardized. And when you allow that strange fire to come to the altar, God is not slow to correct it. He is patient to allow grace and opportunity to repent. But when the judgment falls, it will fall, and it will fall hard. So, we as the body of Christ, we have to secure ourselves to the word, and we need to follow the word. And follow God, follow His Holy Spirit, and not the spirit of the age, not the spirit of our nation, but the spirit of the kingdom. And we need to cleanse the house, have zeal for God's house, and cleanse it of the enemies within the church. If you want to see more, you can buy the movie at enemieswithinthechurch.com. Like I said, a lot of great productions and projects have come out the last few years that honor and glorify God. And we have to get on board and support all these projects to show Hollywood that, hey, there is a market, so you can get some of the money, some of our money, but also the better they get, the more they're available, the more popular they are, the more people who don't know the message will hear it. So get behind the great projects that honor and glorify God. Sound of Freedom, Nefarious, Come Out in Jesus' Name, Jesus Revolution, and the one I just showed you, Enemies Within the Church. So as I wrap up the final episode of Gifts for Glory, I want to tell you a little bit about what Bobby and I are going to do coming up starting this fall. For those that don't know, a lot of people close to us, our family and friends and church family know a lot about it. As I mentioned before on many episodes, for the last 4.5 years, I've worked as a volunteer for Salt and Light Coalition, which is a group that works with women who've survived sex trafficking. Some of those women were bought and sold as young as 8, 9 years old by family who needed their next fix, or maybe had wasted all their money gambling and needed to pay rent, or for a variety of reasons. Some of these women were sold into trafficking by a boyfriend that said, "Hey, honey, we're going to lose our house. Why don't you go do this and make some money for us? And then do it again, make some money for us." And then eventually they're stuck. So sex trafficking is real. And these are real human beings. These are real image bearers of God. We as humans are made in God's image. So for the last 4.5 years, I've gone and taught improv to the different cohorts as they come through. And it's not to prepare them to be on stage. It's not a performance-based class. What this is, it's a workshop to help develop communication skills, to develop creativity, tap into the creative cortex, that childlike creativity that was nearly snuffed out due to the hell on earth that they went through. It's to develop their ability to speak for themselves, to find their own voice. Also, frankly, it's just it's an hour a month that they get to laugh like they have no cares in the world. And the unspoken one that was unspoken when I first started, and the one that I totally will never take for granted, is these ladies who have been through hell on earth because of men have a positive, healthy interaction and relationship with a man who comes in. And I just love them, encourage them, teach them improv, let them laugh, let them have a great time. So I've been doing that once a month for the last 4 years. So when I got laid off in October of 2022, the day I was getting laid off, I was teaching a workshop there for public speaking. And in that class, in that public speaking class, we felt God move, and we saw chains broken, and we saw two of the ladies in that class who had never publicly shared their story. They felt the freedom to share their story for the first time ever in that workshop. And at first it was like, okay, I'm getting laid off. I'm losing my job. God's giving me a pat on the back and saying, "I've got you." Well, that was part of it. But through prayer, through talking with our pastor, we realized that that was God saying it was time for me to get myself into full-time ministry using my gifts, talents, and passions, my experiences, to help up more people that have survived great trauma like trafficking and neglect and abuse. So starting this fall, my wife and I will be improv missionaries. We'll be using improv to reach men, women, and children who've survived intense, unimaginable trauma and hell on earth. I can't overstate that. It was hell on earth. They survived. And I'm going to be blessed to be part of aftercare for many victims and survivors of trafficking and abuse and neglect. And my wife and I, we've set up a Facebook page as we're getting ready to launch. We're going to start our official fundraising in September. And as soon as we have enough raised to the Assemblies of God, which is who will be our oversight. So this isn't just Bobby and I running out doing our own thing. We're actually for oversight, for accountability, and also for confidence for those that want to support us but want to make sure that their dollars will be used correctly. We're going through the Assemblies of God, which is where I'm a licensed minister through the Assemblies. Bobby is a credentialed minister through the Assemblies. And as we enter this new season starting September, we'll be missionaries. Our first task is to raise our budget, so we have money for travel, we have money to live on. Because the organizations that I want to work with, they don't have a budget to bring in an improv coach. They don't have the budget to fly me out. They don't have the budget to pay me enough for us to pay our rent and to have a home. So that's why we're counting on the body of Christ to support what we're going to do. And so that's why we've got the Facebook page up. It's available now. You can like it, you can follow it. And we'll post updates as we get closer to the time of our official launch. We'll be creating a newsletter so you can keep in touch off of social media, so you don't have to worry about logging into Facebook or worrying about the Facebook algorithms filtering out our results. But Bobby and I are going to use improv as a way to minister to many, many people. Part of our fundraising is going to also be doing improv shows and improv workshops at churches to equip more leaders within the body of Christ to use improv to help people overcome trauma, whether it's abuse from a parent or sexual abuse or it's trafficking. So that's our heart. That's our mission, to use the gift of laughter, the gift of creativity, to help these survivors rediscover their voice, to find their voice maybe for the first time, to find the ability to laugh in the face of the horrible trauma and memories, to laugh at the devil, say, "Devil, you can't get me. God's got me." And find that strength to laugh. So that's what we're going to do. That's part of the reason that the podcast is going on at least a hiatus, if not done for good. But for those of you that are tuning in late or have stuck around for the whole time, I really appreciate you watching and being a part of the Gifts of Glory family. Please keep in touch. Also, please, if you're watching, like our page. It's up now. It's available. Not much on it because we're still in the beginning phases of launching. But if you're somebody that supported us through the Gifts of Glory podcast, we'd love for you to come like, share, and follow us on our new Facebook page at Improv Missionaries. It'll be at Improv Missionaries. We're going to go out. We're going to spread the gospel through improv. And there's a lot of things that still need to be finalized and taken care of. And that Facebook page will be one way to keep in touch, one way to find out how you can support, how you can pray. And eventually, one way that'll be where we'll tell you how you can get involved. Because there are, just in Chicago alone, over 25,000 people, 25,000 people in Chicago who are being trafficked as we speak right now. And that's just Chicago. Figure more than double that in New York, more than triple that in LA. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Middle America. They have an organization that I want to work with that works with survivors of sex trafficking. This is Sioux Falls. This isn't a big city. This isn't a major metropolis. Sioux Falls is a decent-sized city, but they have women who've survived trafficking there as well. Like I said, trafficking is a growing industry, and America is the biggest consumer of sex crimes, sex trafficking, pornography, child porn. We buy it all. America buys it all. And in some small way, as improv missionaries, when we want to go and help see healing happen for these survivors who've been through hell on earth. So if you want to come alongside us, like our Facebook page, reach out to me directly if you have any questions. Maybe you're somebody that hosts a podcast, or you have you're in media and you have a talk show or something like that, and you'd like to have me come on and do an appearance. I would love to share what we're doing with Improv Missionaries and just share our story. So as I wrap up, thank you so much for being a part of Gifts of Glory. Thank you so much for liking and following our new page at Improv Missionaries. There'll be a website to come. There'll be a newsletter to come. And also we'll share with you how to support our mission. Because like I said, the organizations and the people we want to serve, they don't have a budget to fly us out. So we want to go and serve them and just count on the body of Christ to rally around us, to help raise our funds, allow us to have a home, so that we have some place to come home to, some place to rest, relax, take off that mantle of the evil that we're encountering as we do this ministry. You know, the survivors, they're not evil themselves, but we will hear about the evil. We will see the scars of the evil. And that's a mantle that you have to shed when you come home, because the enemy will use that to attack and limit us. The spiritual war is real. Nefarious is not just some QAnon conspiracy theory. It's a real look at what the enemy is trying to do to believers and non-believers alike. There is a spiritual battle happening. There is spiritual war. And if you don't believe that we're in a spiritual war, you're losing. Trust me, you are losing if you doubt that there's a spiritual war happening. So with that, I'm going to end. I hope that kind of ending Gifts of Glory podcast on a low note. But let me end on a high note. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how much evil is afoot, no matter how many demonic voices and oppressions are happening, there is a God. He is in control. And he sent a Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us from all of this. We only need to reach out and receive him. As we talked about in the devotional, Dave, at the top of the show, we defeated him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. So if Jesus has changed your life, if he saved you for eternity, tell somebody, inspire them, encourage them. That's what this podcast has been about for the last 4 years. And maybe we'll pick it up later. But for now, this will be our last episode. I hope that you'll support the different movies we highlighted tonight. And I hope that you will follow us on our new Facebook page as Bobby and I go out into the mission field as Assemblies of God U.S. Missionaries starting this fall. Facebook.com/improvmissionaries. Facebook.com/improvmissionaries. That'll be our main hub for our communication about what we're doing. And from there, we'll have eventually a website and a newsletter. But please like and follow us. And we'd love you to come alongside of us. More details on that to come as we get closer to the fall. So for my wife, Bobby, who's been the quiet supporter in the background and one-time guest of Gifts for Glory, for all the amazing people that we've had on that have been a part of this community for so long, it's been a blessing. It's been a privilege. It's been an honor to share these stories. It's been a blessing to hear these stories and to see just how many ways God works. And I just thank every single guest that's been a part of it. I thank everybody that's watched, everybody that's listened. Thank you to the Colliers, who had the Creative Motion Network up for so long to allow us a platform to share our video. Thank you again to Felicity Joy for being a patron, a supporter for so many years. So wrapping up, thank you all so much. And I pray that you will let God use the gifts that he's given you. His gifts to you are so much more powerful when you give them right back to him. No matter what your gift is, if it's filmmaking, if it's acting, if it's speaking, if it's writing, if it's poetry, if it's spoken word, if it's writing songs, if it's singing songs, if it's playing an instrument, if it's listening, if it's knowing when somebody needs a hug, if it's knowing when somebody needs a hand, whatever your gifts are, use them. Give them back to God, and he will multiply them beyond you can ever imagine. I'm a former suicidal, depressed wrestler turned improv comedian turned minister turned missionary. So to quote the famous saying, won't he do it? Won't he do it? So let God do it in you and through you and be blessed by it. So thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day, your night, your evening, whenever you're listening or watching. And please, if anything we've done has been a positive impact for you, let me know. Email me, dave@giftsforglory.com, dave@giftsforglory.com. Find me on Facebook and I'll connect with you then. If there is a next time, we'll see you then. If not, we'll talk to you in another way. Be blessed. God bless. Thank you so much.